Get off this seat! Carly did not hear the gruff voice. O'Kloss would be on the land now, waiting for his tot of cheap wine. I said, get off the bench, you swine! Carly suddenly whipped back to reality. For a moment, he was going to jump up. Then he remembered who he was and why he was sitting there. Suddenly, he felt very tired. He looked up slowly into a very red face that stared down at him. Get up, I said. There are benches down there for you. Carly stared up and said nothing. He stared up into very sharp, cold, gray eyes. Can't you hear me speaking to you, you black swine? Slowly and deliberately, Carly puffed at his cigarette. So this was his test. They both stared at each other, challenged with the eyes, like two boxers, each knowing that they must eventually trade blows, yet each afraid to strike first. Must I dirty my hands on scum like you? Carly said nothing. To speak would be to break the spell, the supremacy he felt he was slowly gaining. An uneasy silence, then, I will call a policeman rather than kick a hot knot like you. You can't even open your black jaw when a white man speaks to you.